Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, December 8th, 2022. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple introduced new security measures for cloud data, including end-to-end encryption for iCloud backups, photos, and more. The Wall Street Journal says the company has dropped its proposed system of trying to identify child sexual abuse material, or CSAM, automatically on phones. And finally, the release of iOS 16.2 will revert AirDrop sharing to contacts only after 10 minutes to prevent unwanted requests from receiving content. Chinese iPhone users already have this feature. The information sources say Twitter CEO Elon Musk told staff he plans to offer Twitter Blue service for $8 a month, but will charge $11 a month for customers who buy it through Twitter's iOS app in order to make up for the cut that Apple takes from subscriptions sold through its app store. Twitter Blue is a service that offers extra features to subscribers and may soon add a kind of verification. The Wall Street Journal sources say Google will merge its Waze navigation service into Google Geo, the division in charge of Google Maps, Earth, and Street View, something many people probably assumed it already happened. Google reportedly will continue to offer the Waze navigation app as a separate product. However, Waze CEO Neha Parikh is expected to leave the company as a result. The European Union published the text of its new rules requiring manufacturers to support USB-C charging in devices, including phones, tablets, digital cameras, headphones, and handheld video game consoles. That means the clock starts ticking on the deadline to comply with that rule. The short version is that by December 28, 2024, new phones shipped for sale in the EU must use USB-C for its charging port, including an iPhone. If it has a charging port, devices may offer wireless charging alone if they wish. Laptops will not be required to comply until April 2026. In 2019, the U.S. awarded a contract for the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, to Microsoft, but Amazon sued over the selection process. After a review and objection from Oracle, the Pentagon announced it would stick with Microsoft, but then, in 2021, the Pentagon changed its approach, and now what is being called the Joint Warfighting Cloud Capability, or JWCC, effort has been awarded to Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and Oracle jointly. So the military went with a hybrid cloud, it seems. Google launched two new settings for the Chrome browser. Memory Saver will put active tabs to sleep if you turn it on, and therefore reduce Chrome's memory usage by 30%. The trade-off is tabs will have to wake up when you need them again. Energy Saver, if you have it on, will limit background activity for sites with animations and videos if your laptop battery drops below 20%. The features are available in Chrome 108 for Windows, macOS, and Chrome OS, arriving in the coming weeks. The attorney general in the U.S. state of Indiana has filed a lawsuit against TikTok, alleging it misled users by not warning them of the possibility that government officials in China might access their data. The suit also claims TikTok violates child safety laws by carrying a 12-plus rating, even though adult content appears in the service sometimes. TikTok denies the government officials in China can access user data, say their own employee access in China is very limited, and that it age gates adult content to prevent younger users from seeing it. Dyson announced that that noise-canceling wireless headphone they make with a built-in air purifier that covers your mouth will go on sale in the U.S. in March for $949. You can apply for an appointment to make a pre-order at the Dyson website or in a Dyson store. Dyson says the headphones will ship with an electrostatic carbon filter rated to last up to a year. The Disney Plus price hike went into effect in the U.S. December 8th, as did the availability of a less expensive plan supported by ads. Disney Plus Basic, which has ads, will cost you $8 a month, while Disney Plus Premium, the plan without ads, rises from $8 to $11 a month. Both tiers can access all the content Disney Plus has. Finally, Amazon is launching a customized feed of photos and short videos in its service. Customers can click to buy items shown in the feed, of course. The feed is available for select customers in the U.S. and will roll out more widely over the coming months. You'll see everybody calling this a TikTok-style feed. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.